I want to start this episode by saying that I am going to upload one episode per week, one podcast per week, because I started with the idea of uploading one episode per month because I needed and I still need to practice more, to practice my English, but one per month is not enough. Recording in English and find a subject and talk about it, it takes me a lot of time. Like I have to think of the idea and then I have to translate because at first the idea is in French and I have to translate it and then I have to focus on the mistake I can make and also I have to think of the pronunciation of every word so I can be understood by you. Don't get me wrong, I am not complaining. There is just so many parameters to take, to consider, and I think create one podcast per week, no, per month is not enough. I need to practice every week, at least every week, because you may know I am a YouTuber. Like I don't consider myself as a YouTuber, but I am uploading YouTube videos on YouTube, so that makes me a YouTuber. But again, the process is pretty long. I'm uploading one video per month. I'm trying to be more, how can I say that, to upload more. But yeah, I need to practice every week because I am working in a company right now and I'm speaking French with my relations. I am speaking French with my friends, with my girlfriend, with everyone. I'm speaking French and I'm not practicing my English, so I'm not progressing. And I want to improve. So this is why I am going to make one episode per week. That's it. So maybe I will upload every Sunday. And if I can't upload, for example, the first week of September, I will upload two episodes the second week of September. You get it? Like every month, you will have four podcasts. But you get it. I want to upload more. I will be more active here. Okay. Now I am excited. And when I am excited, I'm starting to stutter. I don't know if it's the term I'm looking for. In French, it's bégayer. Stutter. Stuttering. Okay, you get it. So the episodes are maybe going to be more shorter because let me check. I think the two first episodes are pretty long, like maybe 20 minutes, something like this. So maybe I am going to, what the fuck? Okay, the first one is 7 minutes, but I was reading, so this wasn't very complicated. But the second one was 20 minutes. God damn it. This is really long. God damn it. I'm impressed. So let's talk about the subject, the real subject of this episode. And the subject is why I decided to speak in English here on this podcast, Florian Postcard, and on my YouTube channel, Florian's World. The first reason is, I know, dumb, but you know, I'm pretty shy about this because I'm really trying to find myself by creating those videos. Like, no, I don't want to say that. It's more, I want to discover myself by doing things and film myself because editing and using a camera are my passions. I'm like, okay, I can find myself and document everything and use my passion, you know. So it's a mix of everything. And this is why Florian's World is very personal for me, because I'm sharing my emotion. I'm sharing what I want to do. For example, I always wanted to tag something and creating a video around these activities give me the strength to do it, you know, like making videos give me the courage to make those activities, you know. And I can't see myself, it's not that I can't see, but I don't want to see myself doing this in French, because it will be more accessible for the people around me, you know. And I want to be in my own corner, you know. So I don't know if that makes sense. I just want to make my thing in my corner. And if some of you click, if you like my content, if you like, not my content, if you like my person, well, I'm so happy. But if you don't, then it's okay. You know, I don't want, for example, my parents, my girlfriend, my sister, my friends to see my videos, and I don't want them to feel that they are obligated to watch my videos and support me. So this is one of the reasons I choose to speak in English. But another reason is I grew up watching videos on YouTube, but English videos on YouTube. I watched so many YouTubers. Like, at first it was on Vine, and then all the Viners went on YouTube. So I watched all the vlogs of King Bash, Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Amanda Cerny, Lele Pons, Mark Donner, Josh Jenko. And this is how I learned English, basically. So I grew up watching all those videos, and to me, English is, I don't know, it's more, I like to hear English. I don't want to say I'm passionate about English, because it's not true, but I just love this language. And I like the fact that I speak several languages. For now, I just speak French and English. I can also speak a little bit of Spanish, but my Spanish is more like, it's the type of Spanish you learn in school. So basically, I learn some sentence, and now I can say the sentence, but I can't really have a conversation in Spanish. But I will learn maybe one day, because it's a beautiful language. The second reason is because the person who inspires me and the person who entertained me when I was younger was some English people. You know, and also when I was a kid, I was and I am still a fan of movies. I am just crazy about the fact that some, like every actors, like a lot of them, has a personality. And when someone shout action, they become another person. And I'm really fascinated by this. And when I was young, and still to this day, I am watching the making of movies, because I just love to see how they create a movie, how they can act. And all the movies I am watching are American movies. I watch some French movies, but a big part of the movies I'm watching or shows are English, so I am influenced by what I consume, and I consume English content every day, and I like that. So yeah, this is the two reason. Maybe do I have a third reason? Let me think. So yeah, these are the two reasons that made me want to create in English. This is hard, but I don't know, this is what I want. So it will be more easier to speak in French, but I don't know, this is like my vision. Like, maybe I'm getting too spiritual right now, but I don't know, my vision of me creating is in English, not in French. So maybe in few months I will be, okay, I'm out of English content. Fuck that. I will speak in French from now on. Maybe. But I want to learn this language. I want to create. And I'm so fascinated by the people who speak in English that I have to learn and create in English. So yeah, I want to do that. And I will. Maybe. So yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Oh my God, my back. I said enough for today. I hope you had a good time. And I am going to write the next video and maybe learn some new things. So see you next week. And bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye. Au revoir, like French people say.